Salvation, healing, and prosperity are gifts from God for you. Make the choice to receive them today as Kenneth Copeland continues his message on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now, let me give you some guidelines on the difference between the high priestly ministry and the lordship ministry. Open your Bibles to the book of Colossians. In the very pit, in the very lowest part of hell itself, this Jesus and you can find the words. Well, hold your place there in the book of Colossians because we want to read that. But I want you to see in the book of Hebrews, I want you to see what God said when he raised him from the dead. See, we have the very words that God said when he created Adam, and we have the very words that he said when Jesus was reborn. Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at sundry times in different manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. My. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, you are my son, this day have I begotten you, and again I will be to him a father, and again he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels of God worship him. God shouted that across the borders of time and into the realm of darkness and penetrated the bowels of this earth and into the very pit of hell where this emaciated, suffering, torn and ripped spirit by all sin, all sickness, all disease, right in the very bowels of the earth. Let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he said, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire? But under the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever. Yes. Now, Jesus is in the pit of hell, suffering there. Satan thought he had him. I mean, he thought he had him. He was under the impression that he finally got him, that he had somehow blasphemed God and God turned his back on him. See, this was a mystery hidden in God and hidden in Jesus. My God, and the devil didn't know nothing about it. Scripture said, had they known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. I guess not. And he lured them into the very bowels of this earth. He got them all in there. Now, nobody had ever gone into hell and got out. That's where Jesus was, suffering the penalty of the curse. Bore it into that pit. But that got him in there. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even your God, hath anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. And you, Lord, in the beginning had laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands, and they'll perish, but you remain, and they'll wax old as does a garment, and as a vesture you will fold them up, and they'll be changed. But you are the same, and your years shall not fail. Now those words went into the pit of this earth and struck the spirit of the man of sorrow, the man that bore our sin, bore defeat for us. But oh, it didn't leave him there. Amen.
Amen.
Now turn back over there to the book of Colossians chapter 2. Glory to God. In verse 13. And you being dead in your sin and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances or the note that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, and having spoiled, defeated, destroyed principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Woo! Glory to God. Right there in the pit of hell itself. The first man, M-A-N man,
hallelujah,
ever to be born from sin to righteousness, from death to life.
Hallelujah.
And he was born again in the bowels of hell. It can't get any more dangerous. It can't get any worse. He rose up. And one man, without any assistance from anybody, by himself, the scripture says, whipped every devil, every demon. He stripped the devil, Satan himself. He took away from him the keys of hell. He took away the power of death. And he put him under his feet. And that wasn't the end of it. He led captivity captive. He moved from there, out of that horrible place with demons lying around everywhere. Went right through the realm of the bosom of Abraham. And gathered up those old covenant saints. They all got born again watching him whip the devil. Amen. They were in there on a promise. And he fulfilled it. Oh, they saw it happen. They saw him. They saw him bear sin. They saw him be mutilated and punished and whipped. But they saw him come out on the living word of the Almighty God. And they saw what a born again man would actually be. And they left out of there in his image. What he wrought for us who believe. The working of his mighty power when he raised him from the dead. And called us to be his fulfillment.
Hallelujah.
Now, what does that mean? That means without us, there wasn't no reason for him to go through all that.
Amen.
No. He didn't do that for himself. He already had authority over the devil. He did it for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'll close it with this. I introduced this to you and then we'll take it up here tomorrow. He is Lord over sin. We just found that out. Why? Because he defeated it in awesome combat. And he's been given the name of the victor. Now, he is the high priest over salvation. Huh? Can you see the difference between the lordship ministry and his high priestly ministry? He is our high priest. He has been called, anointed, and appointed as high priest over our words. I have to introduce this to you. The Lord won't let me get away without it. From the Gospel of John. Let me show you that. Now, this is in the earthly ministry of Jesus, but the pattern is exactly the same. Now, I want you to follow through this, because this is the way it works. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, look at the 28th verse. Jesus said unto them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself." Now look, "But as my Father has taught me, I speak." As my Father taught me, I speak. Now open your ears up and hear what he's saying. As my Father taught me, or what I have learned from his word, is what I say. His words are in my mouth. I don't say anything but what I hear my Father say it. He said that in another place. He said, I don't do anything but what I first see my Father do that. Are you following now? This is a picture of his high priestly ministry. Now notice what he said. Then Jesus, he spake these words. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, you will be what? My disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Can you see his ministry there? Now, listen again. I only say my Father's words. Then, our off-page narrator says, while he spoke those words, many of them believed on him. Amen. So now he is speaking now to those that have connected with him. Huh? I'm going to go through it again. I only speak what my Father has said. I only speak God's word to me. You continue in the words that I speak to you, and I only speak the words that God said to me. So I'm only saying to you what God has already said. Now, come on now. I am speaking to you only those words which God said. Now, if you will continue in the words that I speak to you, that are only the words which God spoke to me, So I am the bridge between God and you. I'm hearing His word and I'm telling it to you. Then you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now we're almost there. This is the functioning of His high priestly ministry. All right? I only speak the words that my Father has spoken to me. If you will keep listening to the words that the Father has spoken to me, I've not said anything else. Only that which He has said am I saying to you. And you, if you will continue, if you'll stay with me, if you'll keep listening, if you'll put these words first place in your life, they're not my words. They're the words that my Father spoke to me. I am your minister. Huh? If you will continue, if you'll stay with me, if you listen to the words that I speak to you, that the Father spoke to me, I only speak the words that He spoke. I am speaking to you the word of God Almighty. If you'll stay with me, if you will listen to those words, if you will act on those words, I will see to it that that word that you will know the truth, and the truth will make you just as free as I am. Now that's His high priestly ministry. That's what He's doing today. That's what He's done in here tonight. By the authority of His name and by the help and by the ministry of the Holy Ghost, I have done my very utmost to speak to you the words. Only the words. I didn't speak to you tonight from any other source. I'm speaking to you tonight as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ under His lordship and ministry. I am speaking to you the words that I have heard from Him. And if you will continue in the words that I have spoken to you, that I have heard from Him, then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you just as free as I am, and the truth will make us both just as free as He is. Because it is the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody get up and shout amen. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. This book. This is not a book about somebody. This book is somebody. This is the priesthood, the lordship, and the everlasting command of the commander in chief of heaven and earth, Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, Son of the living God, Lord of all. And it'll work anywhere. anytime anybody will put it to work. And it'll work on the same level it worked for Jesus in the pit of hell. It'll work anywhere, anytime. And you hath he raised up together with him and made you to sit together with him in heavenly places. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah.
I'm thankful for the love of God. I'm thankful for the love of God that he is real in my life.
I was saved as a child, but you know, even if you're saved as a child, instead of like way later, it doesn't make you less thankful.
I have endeavored to touch people's lives with the message of Christ and share what Christ has done for me, because he has certainly blessed me with so much.
A heritage of faith. God has promised it to all of us. Over 40 years ago, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland set out on a journey of faith in God's Word. Today, their children and grandchildren have become living proof that God still honors the prayers and faith of parents and ancestors. The 2008 Heritage of Faith calendar. Stay up to date on KCM meetings and events throughout the year and be encouraged each month as you see the faithfulness of God to Kenneth and Gloria through their children and grandchildren. With different uplifting scriptures and quotes from the Copelands each month, this calendar is a great tool to help keep you on track all year long. 2008 is going to be a great year, so believe with us and receive every precious gift that God has for you. Expect new levels of God's goodness and discover the heritage of faith that is in store for you and your family. Be sure to order your copy of the 2008 KCM Heritage of Faith calendar. To order online, visit us at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call us at 888-326-0011 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Request your free calendar today and celebrate each month of 2008 with exciting teaching quotes, faith-building scriptures, and a head start on important meeting dates.
Now listen to me really, really closely. Jesus is Lord over sin because he defeated Satan, sin, demons, fear, and death in awesome combat. He's high priest over salvation. He is high priest over our confession of that salvation. Now listen, you are not just an old sinner saved by faith. Now, by grace. No, don't say that anymore. See, when you were a sinner, you came to him, but you made him Lord of your life. You received him as Lord over that sin. Then, as high priest, he ministered salvation to you, and now you can say, oh, thank God, I am a born-again child of God. I am a victorious believer. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you've never accepted Jesus as Lord and your Savior, all of these things, it was awesome, awesome thing that Jesus went through to get it to us. The one thing he couldn't do was pray your prayer for you. That's all that's left. Now, what you need to do is pray that right now with me. Just put one hand over your heart and pray this out loud wherever you are. Be bold about it and say, Jesus, I believe God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Fill me with your precious Spirit. I repent of sin, and I make you Lord over all of my sin. I repent of the past. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. And I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior and the high priest of my life. And I thank you for my salvation. I thank you for my cleansing. I thank you for new life. In Jesus' name, oh, I thank you for my new supernatural prayer language. I am a born-again, spirit-filled believer now, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, two things. If you prayed that prayer with me, then we'd like to hear your testimony. And I want to give you this free set of books to help you start reading your Bible. They're very, very simple, along with just a little simple brochure to tell you how to study your Bible. You don't need to be struggling through this. It's not a struggle book, particularly if you have somebody to guide you and lead you. And that's what these little books will do, and get you right on your own powerful growth in Christ Jesus. I will send it to you free and postpaid if you'll use the information on your screen there and let us know that you prayed that prayer with me. I'm telling you now, listen to me. These are the days that God created for people like us. I'm telling you, whoo, Brother Copeland, it is so dangerous out there. Oh, yeah, it's the most dangerous generation in the history of human beings. But listen to me. If you didn't have what it takes to make it in this day and time, in the middle of all this danger, God would have had you born at some other time. Now, this is our time. This is a time when you rise up in faith and believe God and walk in the power of His victory. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to kcm.org. This is the year of the open door. Take hold of the promises of God and walk through the open door of the blessing this year. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country and come together with believers from around the world. Join us at one of these life-changing meetings in 2008. Come to the Branson Victory Campaign March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Then to California for the West Coast Believers Convention June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
10 years ago, I read a book by a man by the name of Mike Huckabee. He had just become governor of the state of Arkansas, and in that book, I got the phrase integrity of character. And that man, Governor Huckabee, an ordained minister of the gospel, is going to spend a week with us on this broadcast talking about that very thing.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.